Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight's breath taken with so much delight. To dream of you is not enough. I yearn to see you every morning when I open up my eyes. To spend the rest of my life with you in sight. May I, sing songs of love to you transposed from poems you've inspired to write. Break this pen, fill it with gold, make the tip silver with the purest of ink I deliver. Sky writings in the clouds, spoken words of love to you. Release thousands of beautiful butterflies, every colorful species of. Romantically set free from the heavens, dozens of champagne-flavored white doves. In your eyes I peer in deep. Visions, hopes, dreams of, emotions wash over like some exotic ocean. The sounds of seagulls and golden pigeons take me away to far-off pavilions. As ears well in tuned with love listens, listens as love sings. Words of elegance and magical things, strings. Those to my heart are pulled, led by your touch. You gently touch me. I'm touched and it's tickling. Stone me, bumblebee, I'm stone. Love sick, don't heal me. Put it in a bottle and pass some out to everyone. An epidemic, let it spread in a field of roses, pink, purple, burgundy, and red. I'd lie you down and take you to bed. Your precious lips softly as I tell you goodnight. Tonight's breath I take with so much delight. To dream of you is not enough. Can I see you every morning when I open up my eyes? To dream of you, I yearn to see you every morning when I open my eyes. To spend the rest of my life with you in sight. May I sing songs of love to you transposed from poems you've inspired to write. Break this pen, fill it with gold, make the silver tip with the purest ink I deliver it. Sky writings in the clouds, spoken words of love out loud to you. Releasing thousands of beautiful butterflies, every colorful species of, romantically set free from the heavens, dozens of champagne-flavored white doves. In your eyes, I peer in deep. Visions, hopes, dreams of.
We shared a thought, a moment in time, an idea without even a spoken word. You and I locked eyes, and like stars, our worlds were aligned as you blocked out the sun in the presence of your ecliptic beauty. All else crumbled and faded in the shadows of your smile. Like dusts in the winds of my past, the world ceased to exist. You became my shining sun, and I the moon you rested your head upon. We navigated galaxies, joyfully journeying space and time, freely floating as synchronized energy spending eons, blissfully stargazing the endless possibilities of future memories. Blinded by the radiant shines from love we projected, we frolicked in the sea of life on the companionship we built with smiles and frowns crafted to stand the test of our short-lived eternity of time. Time, would eventually pass us by like strangers. Our life together, birthed, melted away in an instant blink of an eye. A wish surrendered and dismissed with the flash of a shooting star. No hello, no goodbye, no memories to remind, only a thought, an idea, a moment in time, time of unknown possibility. Two random grains of microscopic dust particles bumped into each other as eyes connected, only to drift apart with the wind as life went by.
Healing time. Behind that beautiful smile, I can see it. I can see the pain of sliced feelings and torn emotions that was left behind from relationships past. The scar. The scar that was left by the emotional assailant, which still generated hurt to the heart's nerve endings, has in some form or fashion affected your everyday living. Unhealed wounds that became infected with mistrust and bitterness has undoubtedly pushed away men that claim they can heal all of your sadness with the right bedroom stroke and maybe a little bit of money to show off. But your emotional scar tissue has increased the gauge of your visual meter, and you immediately dismiss this poor excuse of a man. So because of your past, you choose to be alone for fear that the next man will pick the scab of old wounds and make them pour out the tears that you thought you were most definitely over. You walk around with this beautiful, beautiful smile, but with a look of please don't approach me because I'm wounded. Then you'll go home and try to drown yourself in Moscato, only to realize the tears are flowing down your face into the very glass that you are holding. The infected wounds of your feelings send an emotional virus to your brain, making you feel like you do not deserve love and that all your relationship problems were just your fault. On top of that, you're constantly hearing the negative conversations from females that are satisfied with being side chicks. And for some reason, their advice at that particular time appears to be right because these are your friends who are giving you this advice and they would never tell you anything wrong, huh? Yeah, right. But there's gonna come a time when a man will appear in your life and it will seem so random, but I promise you it's God's. This man will be ready to go through the struggle of helping you cover your wounds with an ointment of real love and wrap them in a bandage of security. This man will help ease the pain of your past with 800 milligrams of trust that was prescribed for you directly from the pharmacy of his heart. He will use cotton swabs of sweet whispers to remove the negative words that flowed from happily infected people like your side chick friend. You will notice a change in your everyday living. You will notice that the pain of sliced feelings and torn emotions that was left behind from relationships past are healing in a way that can only be remembered if you intentionally dug deep into your heart to search for the skull. You feel something that you felt a long time ago, but your heart is no longer familiar with. This something that you're feeling is called love and real happiness. And it is the antidote for the past pain. Now, when you smile, the only thing I can see behind it is us.
Ridgemont Road. It was a quaint little corner I used to roam to and fro. See, Mama used to flare her hands with a Jedi stance and blow. She was like a storm. Thunder would flash when her tongue would go. So I ran as fast as my little feet could go. And I would run. So many sounds would touch me as I traveled to and fro. Scents would hug my hips and douse me with dreary scents I would be so hungry, hungry for many things. Enticed by the dance that would occur between Sylvia and Ronald on Wicker Street. They would barely speak, just run hands down the thigh meat. Place their wings on each other like angels. They were so immaculate with their sincerity. Her deep chocolate would wrap around his tall, toffee physique. I was enamored by their dance. So delicate and divine with her feet. So sturdy and muscular his hide. And they would collide on the withering side of Wicker Street. To and fro, my tender feet would graze the concrete. And I would pass by the Boricuas, or as they would say, Boricuas. Tatiana and Abel with the fleet. The Rodriguez family on Staten Road, they had their own rhythm. Their song was laughter and colloquial banter, slapping dominoes on mahogany. They wore with warmth on their tongues their colorful seeds, growing cilantro and rosy-cheeked babies. And I would peek my head, coiled to perfection, seeking their elder son, Gabriel. Gabriel, who won my little fragile heart. It would morph into butterflies when he would smile, teeth so bright it reflected starlight. His dimples emerged like craters on the moon, his sweat from roughhousing was like perfume. In a year sometime, maybe during the month of June, when summer's plumes were steady to bloom, he kissed me like pollen to bees. He kissed me like soil to earth. He kissed me like sap to trees, and we were one. And we were the cool to breathe. I miss him. Loud as the sound of thunder striking oak, their music on Staten was no joke. To and fro, my little feet turned demure. My toothless smile matured, and instead of dodging Mama's chatter, I walk with depth in my stride. And education was my motivation, and I wore it dang near with pride. See, I left 6414th Bridgemont Road, yet its smell, sound, sashay, jive, simmer sweet, sentimental cheats never, ever left me. I can still hear its rhythm. Can you?
All that be in this black love and how we understand the imperative importance of the continuation of us. I don't just want to be in black love. I want him, we, us, to be of it. Because black love is like a spell of enchantment from a glowing star in far southern skies. Black love is family, loving everything African about each other and ethnicity, allowing each other to be ourselves, sexually giving each other what we need and want, morally supporting each other's gifts and dreams, romantically showing the love we have through dating like it's a new relationship, and lastly, accepting each other's past as well as to come, unconditionally.
See, I am not competing with you. I have no desires whatsoever to win against you. Not because we are not in the same lane, but because we exist on the same plane with enough legroom for us all to crawl, walk, and run when it's our time. To be in competition with you would be to disrespect my own free will and let yours be the wills that drive my intentions. So, respectfully, I have no intentions of occupying the passenger seat of your dreams, but should you need a push, I'll gladly be a propeller. I am not competing with you. You are woman, I am woman, we walk the same earth, yet there's grace to your step, there's a swing to your hips that mine just don't do. They say I walk with a lick or bounce, kinda like the mandem with conviction. Sometimes they even ask me how I identify, so I tell them it is she who birthed me from her womb. He who raised me from him, the tangle with words I learned from them. A dragon spitting fire was groomed, genetically threaded to DNA sequence that dates back to the oldest civilization known to mankind, where women like you and I raised nations. So I have every intention of raising you, and if you so please, you too can raise me. Maybe together we can raise a nation of giants that trod gracefully. See, I am not competing with you. You are man, I am woman. There is no need to lie, a constellation from the same sky. I know with mutual respect we could both fly. And yes, I know sometimes you want to cry. In those times I have every intention of encouraging the pouring supply of healing waters the cosmos gifted your eyes with. I'll call you king, you call me queen. I'll be the eyes behind your head that you weren't meant to open until now. You'll be the eyes I trust to see ahead because, you know, I'm legally blind. And this one, your 2020 vision arrived just in time for me to resign to my third eye. So following you, I don't mind. To mind would be to question my own judgment. The confidence in me knows I'm dope as fuck, which makes you dope as fuck. So we solid as a rock. You be the rock and I'll be the gentle ground it lays upon. So what competition? This is the age of coalition, of those with vision who need no permission to trust intuition, and not the fiction of set conditions by the opposition on their television. For this mission to reach fruition, one must transition, turn the ignition to premonition, and overstand position is the only ammunition against a system of prescriptions that lead to addictions, which create juxtapositions of fallacious ambitions that only create distractions for distraction from the inborn manual of true instructions, intuition. Not the standardized institutions they call education, founded on unethical omissions of the natural dispositions. So once again, what competition? This is the age of coalition, of those with vision who need no permission to trust intuition. Welcome to the co-edition.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the For Real Entertainment Network here at Epiphany Radio, the Just Jay and Gina Show, here every Saturday night, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, at 319-527-6300. We are not DJs. We are the PJs, and as the PJs, we spin your MP3s here when we are on the air. We started that last set out with For Real, the poet, a.k.a. author Larry Maddox, CEO of Epiphany Radio, baby, baby, with Temptation. Frequency from the Small House of Poetry with A Moment in Time, Paul Cram, one of our brothers here at Epiphany with Healing Time, as well as Love Fabby from the Small House of Poetry with Bridgemont Road, Danielle, a.k.a. La Perla Negra, one of the divas here at Epiphany Radio with Black Love. And we wrapped up that set with Scenario and No Competition. Happy Saturday, and thank you for joining us. Hey, partner, how you feeling?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on? Oh, my goodness. I think tonight is going to be huge.
Mm-hmm. I've been looking forward to it. I feel like every time we come on, I can't wait till the next time. But until that time comes, I don't feel that same surge of electricity that I get knowing it, you know, this is it. It's not the rehearsal. It's the show. So here we are, and I'm feeling it.
I know. When I was listening to the tracks as we were getting ready to come on, each track was had its own story with inside of it. Hopefully we can go ahead and get some of that story out tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about intimacy. We're going to be talking to the fellas, and we're going to be talking to the women. We're going to be talking to the fellas about how you just blew it, buddy. How you just blew it. These conversations that we're having are mainly for people who have been together for durations. And the reason why I'm saying that is because if you're just using it to go ahead and try to make it work with something that's just on the fling, you can get certain aspects of it, but you won't be getting the full. So we'll mainly be talking to people who are into serious relationships, would like to, or would just like to go ahead and add into that. But this right here is to go ahead and bring together. This is not a tool to go ahead and help people further divide. Not no way type of circumstance will we even try to even think about doing a show like that. This is to go ahead and bring men and women together in a healthy type of way. We are not professionals in no type of way. We are humans, though. And that's what we're trying to have tonight. We're trying to have a human conversation. So we hope that you guys go ahead and get in here, raise your hands, so we can speak to y'all about these different things. So we all can add a little bit into the pot so we can go ahead and make this gumbo. Take away from it what you will. Each his own. Take away from it what you will. But we're setting up a forum so we can have some of these conversations.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. I feel like this is something that's necessary. It's not optional. It's mandatory. These are really troubling times for single people. I tell my married friends all the time, I'm so happy for you. You have no idea how bad it is out here. So we need to talk about it.
You know what? I didn't realize how insulated I was from it. So I started getting over there on Clubhouse, and I was seeing some of the conversations that was going on. I was hearing smatterings of it, and I was like, you know, these dudes just always be complaining about these certain areas right here. I don't even see how that's a problem. And then you get out here, and you're like, whoa, it's a whole culture built behind those words that person was talking about. That's why I think it's been this whole plan that we set out to do to set up a spot of love. It's given us a lot of protection as well, Gina.
It encourages me. I've always loved love. I am a hopeless romantic. I love love songs and rom-coms, and I am about that life. Like, everything for me is like, you know, hugs, kisses, and hearts. Then I had these relationships or marriages that didn't work out. And I'm thinking, am I doing it wrong? So, you know, I started this series, Dear Love, because I didn't think that love loved me. And it's not that love didn't love me. I didn't value myself. Wanting love and feeling like you deserve it are two different people.
Yeah, and sometimes knowing that we do deserve it You know, also, when we get out there, we don't know anything. But as we start getting out there, we start getting little blemishes of dirt and all the rest of that stuff on us. And some of the things that worked on us become a part of us, too. You know, even once a person gets into a long-term relationship, they have to go ahead and try to unlearn a lot of those things that they had out there. Or they just going to think it's not working just for the sake of it's not working. And that won't be true.
Absolutely. People who have mentioned this to me time and time again, they're like, you know, there are apps that you can, like, swipe left or right. If because you're not looking for a relationship or love, you like to hook up. And when, let's say, this person, I've caught their eye and it's mutual, and they buy me a drink and I thank them, and then we have a conversation. The first thing they ask me is, am I on that app? I'm not, because I know what that's for. I already got people who could have sex with me and make me cry afterwards because I feel disappointed because I'm not being held until daybreak, or who are so used to, well, bam, thank you, ma'am, that they don't even know that staying the night is sometimes an option. And let's say staying the night wasn't an option, but you honestly wanted affection, and what you were offered was sex. So either way, you know, I knew that wasn't for me. But what I can say is you have to navigate. You have to have a plan. You have to hold on to yourself and your integrity as you navigate if you're dating in these times.
You know what, Gina, I used to wish for things to be the way they are now. When I was coming up, it was so hard. It was so hard to be a hoe.
Wow, that's shocking to me because I give this no stars, not recommended. No. Mm-mm.
Yeah, it ain't that hard no more now. I mean, whoa.
But you know what I understand
Man,
about
you know,
that? When it was easier and you were getting away with things that you shouldn't have been, if things were the way they are now, it would be more deliberate and honestly, it's kind of raw. Like, there's no buffer to the language. We are on this app to hook up. That's why you're here.
Right.
But we're seeking a spouse. There are apps for that. Maybe you should try Christian Mingle. I don't know what to tell you, bro, man.
Right.
Yeah, this is like a site.
Not
oh.
so much smoke and mirror.
Yes, that is so heart-wrenching, especially when, okay, so I just found out today that I'm a Thundercat and not.
I seen that on Facebook.
Congratulations. Yeah. So you know what I told myself? I have to embrace that and then write a piece to it because that was news to me when I looked at my age versus, you know, the chart.
Right, you're standing on the chart.
So when you go on an app like that, the cubs who are looking for cougars, they don't mean me. They don't mean me. So if I attract a cub in IRL, then I have to let them know immediately, oh, so me and your mom are probably the same age. Or even worse,
right.
Me and your grandma. So, no.
You like you came from good upbringing.
Yeah.
Go take me to your leader.
It's interesting times. I feel like this. As long as we're willing to talk about it, we won't get stuck in a holding pattern. We will understand how to navigate the territory that we're in and move forward in a positive direction. Because I look at my past and say, girl, I know where I was, but this is where I am.
And that's another thing that gives us choice also. If that's the direction we want to move in, at least know why you're doing it. At least know some of the mechanical reasons that are driving you to do that. And then if you're going to do it that way, maybe you could do it a little bit more efficiently. And that can go either way. So let me get out of there. Yeah. Oh, man. But we're going to go ahead. We're going to go to a commercial right quick, Gina. And then we're going to go ahead and bring in some callers. People have come out for us. Sorry, y'all. The flyer was like 40 minutes before the show. Appreciate y'all for showing up.
No, much don't apologize, better late than never. And honestly, you weren't late because that's, for me, on time. So look at you.
That's late, Tina. Let's start right there. That's late. That,
So you know nothing about CPT.
Oh, man. When you know what,
I was
that'll
raised
keep us
by a father
together.
Who was notoriously late, so this is where I live. This is my comfort zone, but thank you. Let's go.
Late. That's always going to be late.
Take your socks on at Epiphany Radio.
Radio. No more poetry. Today I laid my pen down because no thoughts hit my mind. There was no way that I could find the quill to grip and begin to write these ambivalent thoughts. Now, ain't that a trip? The concept faded from memory that there was something that I wanted to say, something that I had to get off my chest, but I couldn't. But easy does it. These words don't formulate right away. They are corroded by the idea that no matter what I write about won't be remembered, won't be thought of past today. In other words, these words don't mean shit. They're pretty hollow. Because we have become accustomed to loving being mediocre, castrating our greatness for flip chips, dope whips, pretty chicks, and false bravado disguised to look like shiny new promises. Yet we still sell each other out like Africans trying to remain free while they enslave their enemies to supremacists on their way to the new land. So no, today there will be no more poetry. There can't be any poetry until we begin to break the mental chains that are still trapped on bottom of sunken ships, wrapped around the souls of our fathers that just yearn to be free. The souls that never made it to birth, that were supposed to inherit the earth, until we take responsibility for our savagery and stop recapitulating negative imagery and stop to hold each other accountable for the shit that we do as we pretend that we don't even see it. When we stop dehumanizing our women with misogynistic verses, raise our boys to be men to our families, show our daughters the true meaning of love thyself so that she don't meet men that reinforce the need to never date black men again and leave us for other women, and in some cases, men of other races, just to be loved the way that she deserves. When we define ourselves on our own terms and become the powerful sentience we know we are, when we go back to showing each other some love and respect to one another and not just for a few minutes because you heard this shit. When we can get past the pain and strife because it shouldn't take another brother's death for any of you to appreciate life. And we can get out of each other's own damn way. Then there could be some poetry again. At least I hope so. At least I hope so.
You muted, Gina.
I did not realize that I needed to unmute myself, but I will and apologize to our listeners for that pregnant pause. That was Jay Wise, the Wise Son, part of the Epiphany Network's radio station here, and you can catch him most nights either listening or participating as a host. So, no more poetry from Jay Wise.
All right, let me go ahead and come off of mute now. Gina, we got callers up in here.
Yeah, I want to also send a shout-out because essentially like Johnny said that she is listening. She may not be able to participate, but she is definitely here making sure that we know that she's supporting us. I also want to give a shout-out to C. Jane Doe, who is listening as well. Can't speak, but here for support. We love you. We love the support. For real, the poet, a.k.a. Arthur Larry Maddox, the CEO of this network that is sponsored by His Jewelry, Raw Links. Why be ordinary when you can be raw? And we appreciate everyone who's listening online, who is streaming over the internet, on whatever podcast they listen to poetry on. We appreciate you this evening, and thank you. So now, with that being said, Jay, let's get to the colors, my butt.
No, I'm about to go and watch this. 445, how about you?
Hey, hey, what's up? Just Jay.
What's going on?
This is La Perla Negra. How y'all doing tonight?
We doing good.
It's Saturday. I'm
we're getting off the chain.
Everybody
go.
I hear that. That's what's up. So what you got for me? What's the topic of discussion?
Oh, hold on a minute. We're gonna go ahead and stock the. We're gonna stock it up before we start moving. Ladies and gentlemen, this is who did the track "Black Love," La Perla Negra. 202, how about you?
How's it going, Mr. Man? Charismatic.
What's going on with you, Otto? You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, we're opening up another line here. 615, how about you? I already know who this guy is.
Do you really know who this guy is?
Well, you know, that's in question. I can spot you, though.
Because, you know, I don't know who this guy is sometimes, but it's C-34 Music in Stereo.
I was not about to step over in that one, sir. I seen it laying there.
Happy Saturday, Dee.
Happy Saturday, Dee. The Minnie Riperton of poetry and the Billy D. Williams of poetry.
That's a tall order. I drink a Colt 45 Ooh. After that one. 573, how about you?
There's a spit on you.
What's going on with you, Spittles? You good?
Yeah, I'm chilling like a villain at the Twain Nation in full effect.
All right,
well,
we're going to need some insights on some of these things that's going on here in relationshiphood, man. And your insight is welcome, sir.
Appreciate
it. All right, cool. All right. We've been talking about intimacy. We're going to go ahead and start off in the very beginning of intimacy. This is going to be a round table type of deal. When does foreplay start? Anybody can go ahead and answer.
Before you even meet them. If you see them and you're like, oh, foreplay starts right there. So it starts in the mind first, and then little flirtatious things you may say, you may wear, just the way you start up a conversation with them. Foreplay is
what about somebody that you've been that you have been with for long term?
Foreplay never ends. I'm a flirtatious girl, naturally. So foreplay is just second nature to me. I'm always doing something, saying something, because everything that I do is a love language. My acts of service, the way I communicate. Foreplay is just it's just a part of me. So for me in the relationship, it never stops. ever.
Anybody else?
I would say foreplay multiplies from the moment you wake up next to the one you're supposed to be with, the one that you're purposed to be with. That's how it goes. It could be just a hello. It could just be just a look. It's that. It's before you even brush your teeth. It's just.
I love it.
Foreplay is all natural. That's just it.
Thank you, brother. Partner, what do you think about that?
I have to agree with my brother. I actually penned a piece that I titled "Good Morning Love" with your stanky breath and all, due to a prompt in the Soul Cafe with Terrell the Poet. I didn't know what I was going to do with your stanky breath and all. Oh, bro, that's okay. So it was a hard no for me in real life, but poetically, I penned something that he still thought I had cheated on. And I'm telling you, I am not going. We need to hit the bathroom. We got to do
a
couple things.
He has not been wrong
yet. We can have sex for breakfast, but not, yeah. The way my OCD is set up, yeah, I'm not going to be able to do it.
All right. Anybody else want to add to the pod? Spittles, how about you?
I related more to the conversation you guys were having, like I barely hear it before, than this one. I envision foreplay being much like, you know, what I do when I write, especially here lately. It's about enticement. It's about lure, looks, body movement, getting to understand someone, the possibility of intimacy itself is foreplay, because there's that allure, that adventure, and that's where it all starts, right?
I like
my
that.
Man, I did too.
I'm saying I was like, whoa.
I know he was going in, but his pen go in too. Otto, how about you, man?
Me is more of that special connection, mind, body, and soul. Somebody can have your mind. When your mind connect together, and it's that, everlasting love, foreplay, it's just, to me, it's like, who you want to be and where you need to be at the same time.
All right, let's go in deep tonight. I tell y'all what, we're going to go ahead and go to a quick commercial right quick, and we come back, we're going to go ahead and use these hands that are up right now to go into a speed round. Is everybody cool with that?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Let's go.
I am ready.
All right. I probably should have went ahead and pulled that up before I went ahead and made that great old announcement, man. Look at that. I'm just way ahead of myself, way ahead of time again. Oh, Lordy, Lordy, where'd you go?
cross-legged, surrounded in sheets of loose leaf. Snippets of poetry and prose, anything goes, just so long as it's sincere. I want to see all of you, hear your soul, fold pieces of our pieces, play eeny, meeny, miny, mo. You spit my pieces, and I spit yours. Deep into the cushion of night, maybe we might find an us in our eyes, a we in our smiles. An embrace that erases the miles between us, a blush and giggle, while I wiggle closer and closer still to fill your open arms with me. Breathe deeply, like home, like belong, like peace, like the ease washing over me when you kiss me ever so gently on forehead and cheek, when you speak me beautiful and gift. When you lift chin, look into my eyes, sigh, and then finally, grace my lips with a trip to where the drip comes from. I taste the sum of my fears on your tongue, the possibility for something that feels like danger, like the stranger I know love to be, plus maybes and what ifs, dangling from the cliffs of these mountains I've built so I won't fall into anything. Not love, not dreams, not anything. Tears sting the corners of my eyes and you wonder why something heavy has entered the room. Mon ami, my happiness is always doomed by memory. And these moments to me foreshadow a misery I am far too familiar with. You wanna lift my burdens, but I'm uncertain of our collective ability to do so. They are so very weighty. You would be crazy to even try. And it all makes me wonder why I stopped dating in the first place. I'm sorry I even wasted your time.
Unmute your mic, Gina.
I apologize for mutating, ladies and gentlemen, but at least once a night, every time I'm in any space, somebody can count on the fact that Gina will be talking while on mute. And with that being said, I apologize. So that was where Epiphany with First Date. And we're going back to the mics so that we can get this speed round going. Would you like me to set it up, partner?
Man, we'd love it if you would.
I appreciate that.
I'm about to go ahead and roll our people back up in here for us. But yeah, go ahead. Keep conducting, sis.
No problem. With that being said, this is how we run speed rounds in our spaces, be it here at the Epiphany Radio Network, For Real Entertainment Product, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be ordinary when you can be raw? Or at the Small House of Poetry. The Small House of Poetry, founded by Just Jay, my partner in rhyme and crime. And we're also here, so we're doing double duty. So this is how we do our speed rounds. We do it in reverse order. Everyone who had their hand raised will be in the speed round. If you hear unmuted, that means it's your time to go. We don't need an introduction or a title. We don't need to know your name unless that's part of the way that you land your plane. But please do so that the poet after you knows that it's their time to go. We don't want to get the train off the tracks. We know that you could have been anywhere this Saturday evening. We just appreciate the fact you decided to be here with us. There you go, Jack.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, 615. Dexter, you'll be going first. We have 540 up in here. Is that you, Mama Donna?
Yeah, it's me.
How you doing, young lady? You all right?
I'm all right. I have been here since before it started. And you know what? brain fart. I forgot to raise my hand.
Oh, we missed out on that wisdom that we supposed to have got from you. Do you want to go ahead and spout some of that now about that?
You know me, I ain't got nobody, so there ain't much wisdom when you're by yourself.
No. We know how we want things to be. I know that's for real. All right, we're going to get it out you one way or the other. We'll be patient. 573, who do we have? 573. All right, Spittle. You'll be going after Mama Donna. And then 202, is that you automatic?
Yes.
All right, brother, you'll be going after Spittle. And then, Danielle, you'll be capping off the callers. And then it'll be me and Gina.
All right.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and mute your mics. And then, as you, like Gina said, as you hear, you are unmuted. Then it'll be you to go ahead and spit. Partner, we're about to go ahead and get it moving. With that being
absolutely
said.
Yes, I lined up. I apologize. You know what happened. Let's go.
Already. Oh, crap. I think I might have. Oh. With that being said, Dexter, sir, the mic is yours.
I just want to win your love. I don't think this is a game. I'm taking a risk right now. I'm trying not to be embarrassed. What are the right words to say? Should I tone down my baritone to something soft and gentle as I protect you? I want to be one with you. I want to understand eternity without the need to fantasize what it would feel like approaching you, holding you, and never holding you back. Realize that my standards as a man don't change. My compromises are fair. I want to be lost in your company until we breathe our last bit of air. I'm gambling on this one bit of love from you. Let us lock in our destiny under God. I promise that I will give you our identity. We are meant to be one love. You see, lately I've had this trepidation with trembling and shaking. I've been hesitating, seeking the right words to say to you. I knew that I could not procrastinate in making your acquaintance. And if you have ever been rejected by someone that's amazing as you are, you can't comprehend the level of devastation. So, lady, I'm not this joker drowning in water, locked in chains. I don't even like Houdini. So let me get out of this 5 minutes of funk to say, let's get together, and I promise you that this will feel all right, better than we imagined. I just need this one mic to say that. I want us to be one love. All you got to do is say yes. As I look into your eyes until I'm hypnotized. Make love to your baby till I'm satisfied. Would you mind? One love, one mic, I'm out. Next.
I didn't need you to know who I was. I wanted you to know who I am. The whole of me. The good, the bad, the ugly. The me that I keep hidden. The me that loves with my whole being. The me that would give you the clothes off my back. The me that would have supported you to hell and back. I wanted you to see me. I wanted you to want me. Not the me you perceive me to be. Not the me that fulfills your needs. Why I'm left longing. What about me? What about me? Damn it, I sound so needy. Inwardly craving, yearning, pleading for some understanding. Acceptance is a strong aphrodisiac. Unfortunately, I never tasted that particular elixir. I don't like to speak to needing you. I was afraid if I did express my desperation, you would walk away. That scared me more. Although I didn't have to worry, he never bothered to go beyond the surface so I never gave you more than the surface me. I couldn't risk you rejecting the essence of who I am. I settled just to keep you close. I convinced myself it wasn't necessary, and settling you never knew that I came to the obvious conclusion I wasn't worth knowing. I also decided that in the end, it was your effing loss, and that's the wisdom of Mama Donna.
I tease myself on peripheral visions of loss, words or moments, loose bravado of known times, ones I once sacrificed fibers, moral to grind, loin-driven social hysteria, a trending fucking viral that seeped into cerebral fucktard, was lost upon humanity's fray. Here I shower long hauls on weeping hours to relieve this damn stress, an over-exaggerated blip of the self-aware, overtly so. I'm afraid of past ripples, butterfly in effect, grotesque deja vus, bleed on pure voodoo. As the bones still rattle iridescent incantations of naught, I was free of shame, once bore, and yet again I keep its crown. Lacking justified release of an indifference, I must expel to fully appreciate just me. Maybe then I'll find a golden chalice in the bounty of a woman's worth. However, lust is just something I desire now. A walk in tangible flavors of flesh. How I wish to caress somebody, not just anyone. You have to pique my cerebral to get my froggy to leap, lick my intent. Hard driven and woe, oh, night soaked in tantric rites of discovery. One's noticed, yes, I'm at the top of the peak of ecstasy end. Between squirming thighs, I want my worded spear to endear a drink of your bounty lie in your body. For the night, not be alone. Friends with benefits, whisper the cutest sounds. No jealousy, no. I'd like it if you begged. Shit, I can too. Let's get stupid. Play the fool. A pleasurable delight, maybe not forever, maybe more than a night. Yeah, tonight seems right. Drive around, get high, jam out and let me groove. How on you? What you say? Will it be all right? The Bakery Breeze.
No substitute. It is the fact that sun rises in the east and sets in the west. But for me, it also rises and sets in your eyes. There's a universal rule that is vital for balance. We must maintain beauty before us, behind us, below, above, and all around us. I have that with you. Because your love encompasses my everything. You've added to the happiness, confidence, and peace that already exists within me. Things I couldn't fathom was tangible outside of me. I wish for nothing else, but they've been fulfilled. You've given me so much without asking for anything. Not just love absolute, loyalty, dedication, and truth, but friendship. You give me soliloquies formed in my heart from similes of exquisite naturalness, the kind of friendship where it's easy to initiate the difficult conversations because I can talk to you, the kind of friendship that no matter where we are, distant or right up under each other, you're open to me. the kind of friendship where there's never a moment of, now's not the time, baby. The things you plan in the way you live your life while continually including me with the idea of hope and faith, that gives me a continuous experience with joy, happiness, confidence, and peace. I want to just crawl inside you like an amoeba and just be. I don't know how you did it, but you brought to me what I need. So with that, there's just no substitute for you. And should you ever feel a need to be free, I will quiet the world around you and help you mend your wings for you to take flight. I say peace.
Our love was once a wide open highway. There was previously a wide and spacious road started by kids cutting this way through the grass. To hear it is a comical diss track. It's all abstract until it's your story that's being told. A thin line is cold that precipits volatile venomous spits, and they drape like icicle sticks from high up atop a bottomless pit. And the path is ever slick. And each step is a slip with no handrails to grip. It's like unknowingly going on a one-way trip to the precipice of Everest without a stitch to protect from the elements. My love has dragged me here naked. How could this once love that I vigorously pursued turn about to hunt me? Every shot near my head ends with, eh, I tried to miss. That's her way of saying you promised me happiness. Oh, why is my treasure that was once sweet to the palate become face-twisting bitterness, extraness? It all reeks of excrement. My heart groans in between screaming expletives as it drops and shatters, but no one to pick it up. So I dust myself off, leaving more emotional blood in the dirt. What is my worth? Alive but under the earth. Put it this way, if the sky is positive, the ground is neutral, then my graph should surely read negative. In this place where I am, there are sure to be raindrops there, because I am underwater with my constant companion despair, strapped to a chair at the bottom of the Marianas. I have killed her honor by not being honest, and it is her pain that makes my heart break. She screams, pay attention to class. But the lesson is the handwriting on the wall. Oh.
I'm old-fashioned, a fact that I can't deny. I couldn't be more domestic if I concentrated or tried. My previous marriages were practice. I'm spectacular, exceptionally above average. I have been alone, and life made me savage. I'm now outspoken, and as a poet, prone to use my extensive vocabulary. Lately, I love to use the word of audacity. I was a nigga wood. That includes you. So the weak man, I'm scary. I refuse to be a stereotype. In the kitchen, half-dressed cooking while my man is doing what he wants to all night. My intelligence isn't a disadvantage or a handicap. Disrespect will earn you a face slap, maybe a throat punch. I don't know. I'll flip a coin and we'll find out which one. But I am a spoken word key stylist at this time because I was just going to freestyle this one, but it came to mind. I don't boogie, nor do I rap. I'm a positive role model for my grandchildren. I aspire to inspire daily. I'm brilliant and far from crazy, motivated and never lazy. I love me to infinity, and I will never accept the status quo. I'm a queen named Gina Storm. I will remind those who forgot and inform those who don't know. I'm drama-free and flying high, basking in the glow. Me being objectified and treated like a trophy is unacceptable. I am an empire builder and dreamer
who's aware of her gifts. Ladies, never compromise or lose who you are. Shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you're still shining star in the sky. These fuckboys hate strong women. I know y'all wish we would do less and speak only when needed. Powerful men seek women like me and make their life easy. I see life and know that there's potential, because I need to let you know that as long as I'm sexy and classy, if that's what you're looking for, I'm also mouthy and jazzy. So don't be mad at me when you can't get everything that you're seeking, because you have to understand, I'm a ruthless too. In peace.
All right, let's get these microphones open. Microphones open. That's what I'm talking about. This was a killer speed now, y'all.
Yes.
Yes, it was.
Hey, we're gonna give everybody 1 to 2 minutes to go ahead and explain a little bit about their poem, and then after that, we're gonna go ahead and get into the next question of the night. We're gonna start with you, 202.
I got you.
If you have some background noises, could you mute your own mic on your side?
I said I got disconnected.
Oh crap. All right, I tell you what, after we go through everybody's thing, then we'll come back to you, then you can go ahead and spit your piece, Otto. Did Otto spit?
No.
All right, well then after we go through everybody, we'll come back to you, brother.
All right.
All right, Dexter, sir. Explain your, you got a minute or two, go ahead and talk to us about your piece, man. C-34 Music to the micro stage area. C-34 Music. You might be on mute.
Okay. As you can tell, I'm driving home, but I do have it on speakerphone, so I can talk for a little bit.
Be safe,
brother. My piece, One Love, was just basically wordplay, but it was about my marriage, basically. It was about how I got into the marriage. So, because we met online, wasn't a Christian mingle, but, you know, we believed in this thing is better to marry than to burn. And let me tell you something, we were about to burn.
Right.
That's basically what it was. It's about, I just want to win your one love. I want to be one love, one flesh. I don't need anybody else. That's about it.
Man, we appreciate that. Dope analyzing of your own poem, too, brother.
Thank you.
All right, Pop. Yes, sir. Mama D.
Yes?
You have a minute or two to tell us about your poem.
Sunday when we had our interview with Queen Bee, the bar goddess, and she threw out a prompt, I didn't need you to know me. And I thought of it from the point of view of I've always wanted people to get to know me, but all they never tried to get to the essence of who I am. They only wanted to know what I could do for them. So when I said that, you know, I needed them to know me. I didn't need them to know me. I needed them to want me. And that means the good parts, the bad parts, the ugly parts, all of me. But I never really had that. So that's what that was based off.
Hey, I enjoyed that thoroughly. I'm about to hear that again. I heard it tonight, and I was picking up pieces of it, but you know how speed rounds are. 573, how about you? Yes, ma'am. You have a minute or two to explain your poem.
Yeah, I'm just, I'm here.
So the piece was called Beg. Maybe we'll talk about it. And it was inspired last week. It was 35. Not as pure interest in giving me some attention. I'm like, well, you know, I thought you were involved. And it's like, no, we're separate. And so it got my mind racing. And I came home and wrote this piece. Gave her my number. She never called me, come to find out. Well, no, they weren't actually separated. They're kind of working, trying to work it out. I'm like, exactly, you fucking whore. You shouldn't have even taken my number. I had another lady at work do that, too. She was like, oh, yeah, but you just keep flirting with me. But I didn't come over because of this. I'm like, well, I'd have never given you my number. I'm not that kind of guy. So I've written a lot of those pieces, too. But this one's a playful piece. You know, this is what we were talking about. You know, foreplay earlier. This is my form of foreplay. My foreplay is in my poetry. We do more pieces tonight. I've got several of them here recently. And that's what it is, you know, that little allure and then having fun with it in my head. So that's what you get.
All right. I know that we can become very emotional about certain things that women have put us into, but we have to also be mindful of the women that we have on the stage and also the women in the audience and the women in blog talk land and all the rest of that. So we appreciate you, brother. But make sure you keep an eye on that. Danielle, can we have a minute or two from you about your piece?
Absolutely. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, loud and clear.
Okay, well, all right. So I have always given a lot of love because that's just who I am, but I have never received it. I have received possession, control, a lot of wanting to take from me, but I've never received it. So my piece is a manifestation piece. That's what my love pieces are about. I want that. I'm waiting on the person that the universe is molding to fit me to come. That's pretty much it. That's where it comes
when
from.
I heard your piece, I was thinking, like, for real, probably was like, woo, that stuff is just running. Ooh, you get over in the trenches and all the rest of that. You're just going.
Yeah, that's pretty much what my pieces are. That's where it comes from. I know what I want. And now that I have options, I will not settle. I just haven't made a choice.
I heard that. How important is it that, because that's almost just like a perspective change. But how is it important to have that perspective change from where you were to that shift of where you are now?
Oh, man, it's so much growth that I have experienced from that. It's vital, it's paramount even to have that because having someone in your life have complete control over you and look at you as their possession. Like my husband used to tell me, you're like my pretty diamond that I pull out and look at when nobody's around and I put you away when they come around. And that was his mindset, literally. It's really it's stifling. It's suffocation. Now that I know that I have options, I know who I am and what I want. And I will not settle for less than what I believe that I deserve. I exhale. Now, it's spiritual freedom, mental freedom, physical freedom, all of that. I didn't have that before because I didn't know who I was. And I was afraid to love myself. You know,
and I was just off of the perspective change, off of looking at the same thing differently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, You have to change your mindset in order to change your world, because if you don't, it's just an insane cycle that you live in. What is the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing and expecting a change? That's insane.
Right.
You'll never see it. You'll never get it. But I made a change. Unfortunately, it took me almost 50 years to make that change, but I was going through a learning process. I had no guidance. I had a lot of hate spewed at me, vitriol and jealousy for what I don't know. I still haven't figured it out to this day. I think before I got here, I chose to be some kind of generational curse breaker or something before I decided to enter into this body. My spirit made a choice. And that's why I dealt with what I dealt with throughout my life. But it made me into an amazing person, a wonderful woman, and a very, very loving. I think I'm one of the most loving people that you guys will get to know, actually, you know. And I'm grateful because I don't have a cold heart. I never did. So, yeah.
I appreciate you letting me go ahead and dig in on your piece a little bit, too. I guess I'll be next. My piece was about, this was done when Murder was here. She had did this Thin Line Room. I wrote a piece on Thin Line. It was about, you know, basically, sometimes we be oblivious to our own bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, why is she doing all this stuff? She crazy. And didn't become serious to me till the end of it when, you know, it basically was said the handwriting is on the wall. So it's always been there. It's been in the walls of the house and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Gina Storm, you have a minute or two about your piece.
No, I do not wish to discuss it. Thank you for asking.
You naughty gave
the business. Look it. Since you posed it as a question,
you know, all the bodies are buried
now. I assumed that my answer was optional.
No. If somebody else had a broke glass and started that, then maybe. But no, you don't stand a snowball's chance, nah.
Hey, that is your language, not mine, sir. So what I'm going to do with that is, what did I just say? Blah, blah, blah. I spit this piece because?
Well, however you want to do it. It could be short. It could be long. It could be medium. It could be, you know, now or
I'm
later.
I'm not trying to get it, but I will say this. This piece is because I spent some years not seeing myself realistically. And I'm not saying it was just because I lost weight that I had body dysmorphia or, you know, just couldn't see the progress that had been made. Like, I would be going to the women's section knowing that I was now a junior, realistically. I just didn't feel like that's where I belonged, so I was going to what I was used to. So that was the same thing with suitors. I didn't know what I deserved, so I was going to what I was used to. And that ultimately was detrimental to my growth and being able to. I've always wanted to. I don't know if y'all really big fans of, like, LeVert and Gerald LeVert. Gerald LeVert said in a song, I want the love that I sing about in my song. Well, I want the love that I write about in my poems. I'm not going to get it. I'm putting myself on the clearance rack. I'm not going to get it if I'm settling and not. I'm not even saying demanding. Just having a standard. If there's a bar and this person isn't meeting what you need in a person, because I'm not dating for sport. I'm the marrying kind. I could do it one more game, but if I don't, I'll still be okay. But I'm not going to be out here really ordinarily because I'm not for these streets. I mean, and I love me to the point where I can be by myself rather than be stressed. So That's what that poem was about. It just, it was so obvious to me that people weren't getting it. You know, like, even if, and this is a tragedy. I'm just going to put it out here. This is my true story. I married my first husband. I wasn't, like, doing spoken word. I wasn't on mics. I didn't have poems on social media. But by the time I met my second husband, he actually met me doing spoken word during Black History Month at the church that he was a musician at. And he told the congregants, the, you know, pastor and the first lady, I'm going to marry her one day. We got married. You know what was my problem? I married a fan. I had no idea how bad that could be, but I did.
I married a fan.
And we're divorced and we're still friends, but I even had to do poetry today. I think I titled the piece, like, I Wish, because I wish that somebody who had an opportunity to love me and lost me would act like it was my fault, because I'm not worried about what I bring to the table. I know what I provide. What I'm concerned about is how people will hit you and then behind their back, their hand, they'll hide. So don't do that. Don't do that. Like, I'm not built that way. So I always have to try.
Do you have that one that you wish you had to did something different?
Like, what do you mean? Like, had they not become my person?
No, if you had to did something different as far as, like, worked harder towards a relationship or anything like
that? No, I have no regrets. And I'm not saying that I'm perfect, but I know what I did, and I know what I wouldn't do, and I know how I'm made up. I don't know what I'm giving you. And, oh, this love is not for fake. It's for real. I mean, I cook and bake. I'm a scratch lady. I don't need a box or instructions. I don't even need a recipe. I'm doing what I was taught. My mama wasn't looking at nothing but the food in the pot. So I got this. I got me. I need you to have you. And I don't mean just that you make enough money or that you drive a certain car or you live in a certain square footage home. Mm-mm. I need you to be solid and not a liar or a cheater and not disrespect me in any way, shape, or form, or not to allow me to be in harm's way, because with you I should be safe. So if you're not doing what I need you to do, I don't have a problem with saying goodbye to you. I'm not invested in that. I'm looking at people who's going to reciprocate. I'm at a stage in my life where I feel like my bluntness used to be to my demise, but now it's a defense mechanism that allows me to survive, because it's a lot of savagery in these streets.
I feel that. I feel that all day, too. I tell y'all what, we're about to go ahead and go to a quick commercial. We're going to close down these mics, and we'll be getting y'all back open shortly. And by the way, if you're in the audience, if you want to go ahead and come up, press 1, and you'll be able to go ahead and get in for the everything. That's it.
Take your socks off at Epiphany Radio.
Lover, let me adore you. I want to declare my love for you to the universe. Let me call your name to the sun and stars. Let me scream my devotion to the ocean's depths, to the earth's molten core. Why should any corner of the cosmos be denied your radiance? Let the galaxies themselves crave your divine embrace as I do. United, we were intoxicated on verse. I want to caress you like the wild seas wave on the sandy shore, endlessly, endlessly. Pulling back some small grain of you to myself with each retreat until our atoms dance intertwined, the electric nuclear tango of fusion. Let me be your satellite, your moon, circling slowly around the edge of your magnificence, you always in my gaze and I caught in the gravitational pull of tantric longing, wanting, wanting. Dizzy with desire for your presence, consume me as the candle's flame in the air as it lights absorbs the darkness till our essences are one. Devoted, admiration, I need no altar to kneel upon because you are my mantra and my reason. No question where my devotion resides. It's here within the monochromatic moments, the starving artistic mouth whispers your name. Tears of joy rain upon fragrant flower petals, and vespers within the evening breeze that douse the flames of two hearts at war. Because, my darling, you are my Mecca, and I, your pilgrim. I hear my excitement. I recognize its cadence, how it feels like quickened breaths dancing across ivory keys. And as closed off as I may see, that isn't really me. I'm almost free enough to tumble forward a little too carelessly. I just hear my missteps, sounding like an occasional B-flat. And I'm at odds with the elephant in the room. You have my attention, but I've questioned the soundness of my decision. I feel myself falter, knowing that we need to talk about this and actually address it. I'm hesitant. My excitement is notably checked, and the pounding I now feel in my chest is fear, a recurrence that I once again somehow wills as if I resist the peace I find in silence. Will you hear me? We listen. And the blending of our voices and conversation still has my heart racing, but this is just different. This is different. I hear my excitement. I recognize that I actually get to dance across those white keys in whatever the state is of my being. Acceptance doesn't insist on silencing hesitance, nor dampening another's power. It doesn't highlight mistakes. Instead, we chose a composition that highlighted us. We just needed to address the elephant in the room. Essentially, Shani.
You're on mute, Gina.
Sorry about that, Jay. All right, with that being said, that was Boo with My Mecca and Janice with Elephant in the Room in that last lot of spoken word tracks, MP3 sent in to Just Jay, Gina Show, J-U-S-J-A-E, Gina. G-E-N-A, Storm, S-T-O-R-M, @gmail.com, in an MP3 format so that we can play the track while we're spinning poems here at Epiphany. Baby, baby.
Beautiful, beautiful. Oh, that was, you had put a storm in there instead of show. for the email address.
Put Storm in there instead of show. Okay, so run it back, partner.
Not a problem, not a problem. All right, all right, all right, all right. We're going to talk about something here now that people don't really talk about. And the next thing we're going to be talking about is, can you tell your partner a little to the left? Any type of adjustment that there is. I have known people to go through, it just could be perfect if it was just a tad to the left and nobody says a word. All right, opening up these mics.
Yep.
All right, Danielle.
Yep.
Can
yes.
a person sit a little to the left without World War II breaking loose?
I will make adjustments for a lifetime if that's what's necessary, but I have just learned to open up my mouth and express my discomfort or my not being satisfied. I did this, let's see, about maybe 5 years before my husband passed. But by then, we weren't doing anything. I was just talking and letting him know. Nah, never satisfied me. I've had other partners before him, and I was big. I still am, but I've learned to speak up. I'm big on protecting people's fragile egos. So
yeah, that can be involved.
Yeah, I went unsatisfied for a long time, and I'm greedy when it comes down to sex, but it is what it is. Like I said, everything that I dealt with was a learning process and a test of my character. And I think I passed with flying colors because I don't have that issue no more. I'll let you know right then and there. I have not had very many partners since my husband passed, and it's been 9 years, but the ones that I have had, I have let them know my dissatisfaction or my discomfort, and they just, like I thought, they didn't take it well. And I'm not cold about it. I'm just like, look, they just a little bit over this way, you know. What was wrong? And you ain't hitting it.
It's right there. And you
unless you know to move
I wouldn't
it to,
be saying
to
that if you're doing it right.
Exactly. And then if there's no accountability afterwards, because there's a discussion that's necessary after the act, and it was always deflection, and I can't stand that. I dealt with that all my life, and I'm not going to deal with that shit no more. So if you can't take accountability and you don't want to recognize that to work it out with me, because I'm a great girl, well, sucks to be you because I'm out.
All right. Mama Donna, is there anything wrong with saying a little to the left?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with saying a little to the left, but some men can't handle it when you try to instruct them. That it seems like it's a personal affront to them, but some men don't understand. Every woman is not the same,
right?
And her spot is not going to be like everybody else's spot, and she's just want to have as much enjoyment as you're having, you know. Mm-hmm. And if she can't come to you and have that conversation, what are y'all doing?
Auto.
It ain't no longer about her. It's not about y'all. It's about him.
I'm sorry about that too, Mama Donna. We're gonna explore
right,
this topic. We're gonna come back to here one more time, and I apologize about that, ma'am. Auto.
No problem.
Is there anything wrong with saying a little to the left?
Not to me. I mean, might get it right. I mean, sometimes. Could be in the moment. So, I mean, could say, hit it right there, right there, put it right there, give it all kinds of directions.
But you can run into a problem with that too, because a person could shut down on you if they feel that it starts to become, a certain type of way. But at the same time, with the way that things run, and sometimes how our sisters run, sometimes great deals of passion and talking a little bit off to the left could actually add to the excitement. But I guess if it's done as a blanket, though, it could actually go ahead and kill.
Right. I'm always about pleasing. You know, and you in the moment want to get that right. You can't be selfish. It's almost like working on your craft. Your sex game is like your craft. You know, and want your partner to be pleased, you know, that for me to leave a woman, like if I go to work, she's still thinking about me. The afterthought.
Right, right. The lasting impression. All right. There's a secondary question to go ahead and tack onto this. How do we avoid from coming off a certain type of way to our significant other during this? Because like I heard, some egos can be involved. Sometimes some people just don't have natural tact. But what are some solutions that we can have that we can go ahead and say these suggestions? Me personally, I like to talk afterwards. To see what went wrong, what went right, what should be repeated, what should be left off the game plan. It's all different type of things, but we have to be empathetic of one another. We know if we like to have our back rubbed and we don't rub nobody else's back, it's going to get to a certain point where I don't want to rub your back anymore.
Absolutely.
We have to be a little bit empathetic too. Gina, what is your take on this, lady?
Well, from one, it's usually not my back, but it's definitely my feet. I get in minimally 10,000 steps a day. My dogs be barking and sometimes I don't even go outside. And if I'm with somebody who can't rub my feet, or he won't rub my feet just to be rubbing them, but this has to be reciprocal, I understand. I will reciprocate. But what I hate is when I'm doing everything in my skill set and you're doing the bare minimum of what you have to offer. So trying to gauge how much you have to participate in what I'm doing. This is chess, not checkers. I'm going to need you not to play games with me because I'm really not the one, and I don't want that for myself. I want to be with somebody who's going to bring their A game because that's what I'm doing. If this is our shot and we're up to bat, let's both swing for the fence. But if you're doing anything that doesn't feel like to me that that's where you're at, I disengage. It's like a complete shutdown. So my best bet is to, I've been patient before, and I'm being patient now. But I feel like that patience will pay off. I just don't want to be in another situationship versus a relationship. And I always expect my relationships to end in marriage. And that's where I'm at.
All right. Danielle, how can a person go ahead and talk to another person to keep them from not getting that way? And do you encourage conversation or discourage conversation afterwards?
Okay, first of all, I absolutely encourage conversation. It takes a certain amount of consideration when it comes down to the tone that you use and how you pose the questions and just start off the conversation. Because I might say something slick, like, how do you feel? and then I'll take it from there, because when they get finished telling me how they feel, I'll get into how I feel. And like Gina, I am a doer. I am a giver. I take pleasure in giving because I understand that it's bringing you comfort. But when you can't reciprocate it, and most of the times when it's not, and they're always sticking their feet out or turning over for that back rub, it's entitlement because of the kind of person that I am. They come to expect it and believe that it is owed to them, that you're supposed to. And my comfort level, my attentiveness that I should be getting is just disregarded. So conversation is a major thing with me. And those of y'all that know me know I like to talk, okay? But people find it very they find it very easy to talk to me. But you have to understand, most people are not logical when it comes to their ego. They are emotional. And a lot of times you can't get the message across, no matter how gentle or tender you are with talking to them. They just feel like they have to be in they just stay in defense mode, period, for no reason, especially entitled people, because they feel like you're under attack when you question their something about their character or their actions. As if we're not supposed to have, right, as if we're not supposed to have any kind of discussion on that. Nobody is the perfect lover. I'm a damn good lover, but there's no such thing as a perfect lover. We all make mistakes in every aspect of our life and sex. And caring for your partner is a major discussion that must be had, because, like Gina said, everybody is fit. They fit you differently, okay? What works for your ex is not going to work for me. I had this guy that he had this ex girlfriend, and she was big. I was a smaller woman at the time. And when we got to doing it, he took and liked to break my legs like a wishbone. I'm like, why are you spraying my legs up there for? Bro, don't do that. Yeah, just treating me like he treated her body. I'm like, it don't work like that. That hurts, okay? You could have gave a sister a warning. I could have stretched or something. You can't do that. What works for one person is never going to work for the other. Men are shaped differently down there. Just as women, we have a certain size that we capacitate down there. I can't capacitate a large penis because it hurts. You know, I'm good with a few inches, and I'm not going to talk about you like size matters, you know, in a thing where I'm never going to get satisfied. I don't understand. Some of these women ain't got no walls and limitations. I do. So I can't take but so much, you know, and this is something very real, because discomfort is no fun when it comes down to you getting loved on or having sex. It ain't working for me. I like to be tender. I like to be loved on. I like to be made love to all the time. Okay?
That was going to be our next thing right there, too. That was going to be our next topic about discomfort. Because the way that women express their discomfort and pleasure look almost identical. That's why we're going to have a discussion about that.
Okay.
All right. Mama Donna, how do you have a discussion with a person about a little to the left? How can a person go about this successfully, or does it just have to be put out there?
Well, see, me being who I was, I didn't really talk about it. I had one partner. He talked during sex. He talked after sex. But it was not about the sex itself. It could have been about the most mundane things, like groceries. Can you imagine? You're having sex and you're talking about the grocery bill.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, it was weird. It was his thing, you know.
Did it turn
so you
on?
Understand what I'm saying? Not really. You know. So you know what? I was a person that for what I want. But when I got married, I thought I would be able to. But he shut me down.
Uh-huh.
You understand? So I explained that don't reject me. Please don't ever reject me. I want to be able to reach out, and if I want to have sex with my husband, have sex with my husband, not just you, always reaching out for me. And the first time I did, he turned his back on me. And that was the last time I reached out towards him.
I know that feeling.
So, you know, so when you encounter something like that, it doesn't give you confidence.
Right.
But when I did finally decide to say, there's some things I don't like, he kept trying to convince me to do what he likes, even though I don't like it. So, you know, as those things start slowly coming through, and I was agreeing with Danielle with the expectation, I love you. I will do for you. But the moment what I do for you becomes the expectation, I get resentful.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it's not my job.
Men need to hear this,
it's
too.
It's something I willingly do.
Men really
do.
Need to hear this.
Huh?
Men
right.
need to hear
it's
this.
It's something I willingly do. And I'm giving from my heart. And the next thing I know, I'm giving and I'm giving. All you're doing is taking and taking, and you don't ever give in return. I get very resentful. So I'd rather not
touch
you. And
it could be like a switch, too.
And then when you get a bit and want to complain and say, you're not doing it, you don't touch me anymore. Well, hey. When I tried, you turned your back on me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to leave you.
Any feedback to
that?
Any feedback to what Mama Donna just said?
It's understandable what she's saying. I can completely relate. Rejection, especially from your mate in your most tender moment, it is the worst thing that you can experience, and it does. It makes you resentful. It makes you not want to participate, not want to do what you actually love doing. I love loving on people, caring for them. But if you reject my love and you can't show me that I am worthy, which I know I am, of your love, then I don't want to be bothered anymore. I'm a Pisces. I just close off to you. That's it. And it's like trying to break into Fort Knox to get me to open back up to you. Because when I finally do shut down, it's after I have made attempt after attempt after attempt. I don't just cut you off just like that after the first time. I've been trying and trying and trying and trying for a lifetime to get you to look at me and hear me and respond to me. And you don't do it, man. Look, yeah, and then it becomes a resentful thing like, fuck you. I don't care anymore. I thought this is what
right,
we were doing.
It.
So I'm giving you exactly what you're giving to me. So I understand, Mama Donna. I get it. What?
Okay, let's get Otto in here. Otto, we appreciate you, man. You is toeing the line for the men up in here. I got some men on the line, but they ain't raised their hand, brother, so I appreciate you helping to toe the line up here with me. Otto, how do you have that delicate conversation if she is just not quite doing what you need to be done? How do you have that conversation with
her? My queen. I mean,
I can barely hear you.
We're like teammates. Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir. We can hear you now.
Okay. I feel like me and my queen are like teammates. You know, we have the conversation of knowing what she wants and knowing what I want. I always feel like there's room for improvement, and I think you have to eliminate expectation and add some of that appreciation. You know what I mean? Th-
there are things that you can expect, and there are things that you should just appreciate. And for me,
I feel you on that too.
You know, yeah, and I feel
you know
like,
what I've had things that I was receiving, and I didn't show appreciation, and it went away, and then I had appreciation.
Right.
It could be a back rub. It could be a person bringing you some water if they anticipate you even being thirsty. It could be those small things. Once those small things go away, man, that could be the ball game.
Like my lady would rub my back. I rub her back. I gave her, I'm not a masseuse, but I gave her massages to my best ability. Hurting or no, sometimes she just need a conversation. She calls me about everything, and I listen to her. It turns her on.
That's that foreplay.
You know?
Even before you make it to the spot,
yeah.
Even before you get into her presence.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm the best that she ever had because I listen to her. I mean, you know, it's always room. The thing that you gotta have in relationship to me is that thought process that's always room for improvement. The greatest always try to improve. Even if you're great, you want to be greater.
Right. We don't want to get content. Man, appreciate
yeah.
you for your input. We are about to go to a quick commercial right quick, y'all. We're going to go ahead and ask another question after this, and then we'll get another speed round in, and we'll see what we're looking at after that. By the way, if you are listening in online, you have about 7 minutes, less than 7 minutes, probably got 6 minutes and some seconds to go ahead and call on in to 319-527-6300. Listen closely, 319-527-6300, because if you don't do that within the next 6 odd minutes, they are going to be casting your butt up out of here. And everybody who called in online on that telephone number I just gave, they will be here for the duration of the show. All right. With that being said, and no further ado, just because it sounds like I'm stalling for time, don't mean that it's exactly what it looked like. Do not look into the smoke and mirrors too closely. All right, it's getting bad now.
Nobody's looking behind the curtain.
Never been a time that I did not love you. Even before I met you, I craved you, yearned for you in my soul. Your character etched upon the doorpost of my spirit, your scent, your touch. touch, your voice, all pre-recorded and stored in the banks of my memory. And the day that I first laid eyes on you, I felt acquainted. Though I had never before beheld your face, my soul knew who you were, recognized its mate. Finally, a name, a face, given to the love that I had waited for all my life.
You didn't know me.
I was just a nice girl that you would befriend and like, but you couldn't, you didn't, you wouldn't love me. You taught me how to let go and let you, schooled me in the finer aspects of pleasure, treasured the way I quickly learned how to please you, how I mastered the ministrations and made you come back for more. And my soul, seeking recognition and welcome, sought every imaginable opportunity and avenue to win you, overruled my common sense, and drove me to new depths of desperation, constantly running, fearing that any base I left uncovered would lead you to seek others. So I emptied out my cup, poured out every drop of my self-respect, pride, money, shame, gave you everything, and all I ever wanted in return was for you to love me back. But
you didn't know me.
Drank from my cup until you were full and I was empty, and then you wandered, listening to the call of other women who connect to your ego but have no connection to your soul, and their pomp and circumstance drowns out the soft, sweet melody of my devotion, and I am left standing here, ripped apart, devoid of my sanity, the barest threads of my heart remaining in a pool of faulty tears, trying frantically to piece together the hopes that are now dashed into a million tiny pieces. And my soul still staring in the distance, calling for you, reaching out for a lifeline to hold on to. But you didn't know me. And in the silence of my solitude, with my will to live buried beneath my need to not hurt anymore, I give up the ghost, and now there is no me to know.
You're on mute, Gina.
Jay, you know how this is set up? We legit let each other know when it's their time to go, because you didn't say that you were only going to share one piece. I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying I can't know. I'm not mad. Not that part. So I'm just saying this. The piece that was spit, I know it was Rare Epiphany, but the title from you I didn't get.
You're right. That was Rare Epiphany with Gone. Y'all need to check the Rare.
No, I was going to guess it, but I didn't want to.
Yeah. Y'all need to check for Rare Epiphany on all y'all streaming. What's the names? Y'all have heard two pieces from Rare Epiphany. Rare Epiphany is dope. Rare Epiphany is one of those type of people that when they enter a room, they don't suck in energy. They exude energy. And from these pieces that y'all just heard, find her on any streaming platform, Rare Epiphany. All right, partner, I have to get that in for.
No apologies, partner. I salute that. I also will say this. We're PJs because we're spinning poems and we're poem jockeys, but we're also community builders. This is a movement. If you have a friend and know a friend and have a friend of a friend and they're a poet too and they would like to share an MP3 and hear themselves being played in our space, then you need to send an email. Can you take that one, partner? I'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Send it to Just J Gina Show. JUSJAEGENASHOW@gmail.com. Get it in. When you send it in, send your name along with the title together. So we'll have them both together, and we'll have to try to Frankenstein your piece to the person that actually did it, or vice versa, something crazy. But, yeah, send them there. Make sure they're MP3, too. The studio does not accept WAV files, does not accept no MOVs or none of that other stuff. Only MP3s. You there, partner?
I apologize. Yes, sir. You know, I had to check on my mom's. You know, I am not their boss. They're my moms. But at a certain point, like 50-year-olds have to, like, parent 70-plus-year-olds, and that's my situation. So I'm here for this because one is asleep and the other wanted a snack before bed. And by the time we wrap this show up, she will be asleep. And so this is a win for me. And all I can say is happy Saturday. This is the Just J and Gina Show at the Epiphany Network, a real entertainment product sponsored by Raw Links. Why be ordinary when you can be raw? We're here 7 days a week at the same time, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern, except for every other Friday night when it's Renaissance Poetry, which starts an hour later in each time zone. So log in, call in, and stream as you have been. We appreciate you. And happy Saturday.
I appreciate you, Gina. Yeah, let's go ahead and get these mics back open. Hey, Diane, you still with us?
Of course.
All right. Mama D, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Automatic, charismatic, the lyrical engine. Sir, are you still with us?
Yes.
Sweet, 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 sweet. All right. What does anybody want to just talk about to throw out there on the floor? Anything related to what we've been talking about? Or else, go ahead, brother.
Man, you remember that challenge that you did, that you called out for me? Sit that MP3.
You said the MP3?
Yeah, remember you challenged me.
Oh, yeah.
That poem,
you sent that, didn't you?
I sent it to you.
I have it. Yes, sir, I have it. We can go ahead and chop it up about that after the show, though, but I definitely do have it.
All right.
Anything related to relationships? Mama Donna.
I had wanted to say something before when you were talking about foreplay, and I wasn't long. I hadn't raised up my hand, so you didn't know. The thing for me for foreplay is conversation, is a look, is it's compatibility. It's so many different things. It's a glance. It's a touch. And touch. When I mean touch, not touch that's going to lead to bedroom olympics. Just a touch. You know, or holding hands or cuddling on the couch or whatever. It's just being in your presence. That's foreplay to me.
I'm glad you brought that up, too, as far as just the touch and the touch not leading. Even if the situation or the flirtation is leading that way, it could be for later on, not for that time right there.
There's nothing more discouraging than to think somebody that they're only touching you because they think it's going in one direction. if I accidentally graze your hand, or if I just want to hold your hand, or I just want to hug you, that's not
that
an invitation for us to go.
For you to get on top of me. Ugh.
Right. I just want to feel you. I just need to have that connection. You know, mm-hmm. That's what flirting is to me. Mind,
love
body, and spirit, day. Having a connection.
And that's how it actually works, too. Like you said, sometimes if a man, a lot of times a man shows strength and restraint when he doesn't go. Even though a woman come up there, she might can get by, but she want to go ahead and slide her butt all the way across your Johnson. Sometimes just go ahead and stand there and be like, yeah, I felt to do that, and I ain't going to say nothing about it. I'm just going to wait. That could go a lot further. They're like, come on over here. I know you want it now.
And anticipation is a hell of a thing.
Yeah, it's a hell of a drug.
I like that strategy, though. Yeah, that makes sense.
It is a hell of a drug. I like that. I think I'm going to write a piece of it. Anticipation is a hell of a drug.
You know what, Danielle, we need to make that a collab.
We can do it. We can do it.
Man,
well,
that'd
man,
be
I'm
dope.
Giving y'all ideas,
I want to go back to what Just J just said. I mean,
as far as what, brother? Go ahead.
Talk about, you know, woman. You know, woman sitting on your lap.
Mm-hmm.
The elevator goes up. You know what I mean? Attractive woman sitting on your lap. I'm gonna keep it abrupt. You know, it happens. You know, of course.
If all that's going on, you're supposed to. But sometimes what the
yeah,
women were talking
yeah,
about is sometimes they want to flirt with us.
Going up.
And, unless she's just
like,
know,
like
course,
I was just trying to say.
Of course.
Say.
Yes.
But I had to get some news flash. When the elevator's going, some kind of juices are flowing. But sometimes anticipation is a hell of a drug.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
It would cut down on your work, believe me.
That's back to what you were saying,
because
Madonna,
you picked the peach when it was ripe.
That connection. If you don't have a connection, you ain't going to feel, you're not going to really feel it. It's just going to be a game. But if you are connected to that person,
right.
That anticipation, oh, it's like tantric sex. I'm trying to tell you.
Look. He said, an attractive woman is sitting on your lap. It's because he's already physically attracted to her. Her sitting on his lap is a bonus. I mean, ain't nobody confused about the bath here.
Okay.
I think that's what people need to understand. The attraction has to be there.
Yes.
And for mental stimulation, as far as like the cat and mouse games.
I think
part of it
fun. It's the chase. You know, I don't mind running if I know that you're going to chase me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even tripping because you already know what this is. Let's go.
You know what? Me being a truck driver. You know what? You know what's sexy to me? And my lady, I'm running all those miles, all those states, going from state to state. And I go see my woman, and she got a nice meal. We ain't done nothing yet, you know? But it's just something enticing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like a home. Yeah. I love romance. I think that
coming off the road can be quite romantic.
You gotta be romantic. You can't just
believe that.
I'm not gonna lie. Back in my younger days, I wasn't always romantic. I was just, you know. I was like,
oh, get out of here. You ain't going to tell me that.
Yeah,
you're not going to tell me that you wasn't always so mad.
Come on now, Jay.
I ain't going for that.
He was
tried to run it, though.
No, he was sticking and moving.
This dude has always been romantic. You talk about like I ain't always been a romantic. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, I'm up there in age. I don't do what I used to do when I was real young. Of course,
he talked
like,
about way back in the day.
Oh yeah,
oh way
back
in the day. Oof, I was around
too. Testifies and stuff.
Best when I was in college.
All right. Moving right along, sir.
When you're younger, the goals are different. As you mature, they change, and you realize that
exactly.
You need more than just a physical. And that's all he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, when you're young, all your goals are right in front of you. You just got to jump them.
Exactly. They ain't no better.
You start making longer term goals. You're like, no, you know what? Being with this old ragamuffin didn't cost me too much money this time.
I'd like to speak to something that we haven't addressed yet.
And what is that,
when
Tina?
When you're older and single and celibate, not by choice but by necessity, I don't know. But if I had to
know all about that.
Say it again, Jay.
I said, who you know like that?
Me.
So because
me.
Look, hold on. Because I know you, Mama Donna, and I'm also referring
okay.
to Danielle. She ain't about
okay.
that life. I'm referring to myself because I don't care if this is day one of my celibacy or day 100. We know that we're not just out here looking for fast food. We want a sit-down meal with courses, and we have silverware and a linen napkin in a restaurant that's nice, maybe has a Michelin star. Like, this ain't something that you can just creep up on. You're not going to be able to hit it and quit it. We're not about that life. And I feel like that's where I have to be. So for a lot of people who are at a certain age and single, I in my DeBarge voice, you're going to reach into your chest box and find something new, because those things that you did before, they just won't do. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. You got to love us a different way.
That's true. I don't do frivolous.
It sounds like it's getting harder. Yeah. It sounds like it's getting harder to go ahead and actually make true connections. I know when the show first came on, we got to talking, and there was a lot of dating app talk. I don't see people approaching people at stores anymore. I don't see people really doing it at McDonald's or something like that when I'm running in there. It seems to be more like this thing that happens online. How hard is it to make a genuine connection with a person?
I think
when I'm not doing the app.
Oh, hold on. Go ahead, Mama Donna.
I'm not doing the app. I'm sorry. With the way the world is set up today, it could be a serial killer on there. I'm not doing the app. There's something about seeing somebody and being able to assess them with your own eyes. To me, an app gives you, that person's giving you who they think you want, not who they are. You know, you don't set up, you're looking for this type of person, this, and they swipe
Mama
them left.
Mama Donna, unless it's Tinder, everybody on Tinder, they are not looking to find a mate. They're looking to hook up.
You know, look, them Christian, that Christian Mingo is looking for a hookup, too.
Mm-hmm.
I never joined. I feel you.
Danielle, you were about to say something?
Say something on that?
You have just a moment. We're going to let the ladies go first, brother.
Oh, okay. Yeah, ladies first. Go ahead. Ladies first.
I don't do frivolous hookups. I prefer to meet in person. And honestly, you never know what's in the mind of a psychopath. You don't know what a psychopath looks like. So we could be getting anyone. But the in-person, the physical meet-up, like I am always open to you can meet your person any damn where. You could be going to the bus stop. You could be going to the corner store. It doesn't matter,
mm-hmm.
McDonald's or whatever. That could be your person.
I trust myself enough to deal with people in person rather than going and seeking online. Online is just entertainment for me, and that's just the way it is because, like Mama Donna said, there are masks and there are acts put on, and you never know. People live their best life online. You don't know what's going on behind the scenes with them, but if you can get a better feel for them when you meet them on the street somewhere. There's an energy exchange always because everything is on a vibration and a frequency. You can look in their eyes, absolutely. You can look at their body language. It's just different when you have that person that's actually tangible right then and there. Online, I'll just look at them like, look at this fool. I talk about you if I see you online and I'm very judgmental because I don't see the real person. I don't know who I'm getting. And so I'm trying to tell you, I just don't do frivolity. It doesn't work for me because I've had people play too many games with me throughout life. I got a lot. And let me tell you something, I've been hurt by the best, okay, and taught by the rest. And it's just not that easy. When you go online, it's a wall that you got to climb, and I'm not in physical fitness shape. I'm just not physically fit to do all of this shit.
She's not trying to be all that she can be in the Army.
Hell no. I did. Listen, I went to boot camp for the Navy, and I couldn't make a career out of it because of my arthritis, but they got me in shape. Them weeks in there. So I'm not doing it, and I definitely do not chase, baby. I track. So if they don't approach me while I'm out there, you better get it while I'm getting good, because once I go indoors, I'm back to my entertainment. But yeah, I don't do the online thing. I just can't. I don't even understand them damn dating apps. It's too many questions to answer. Then you gotta make a profile and type all that shit. Man, leave me alone. See me on the street.
Woo.
We good. All right.
Automatic. Well, what's that,
yo,
you brother?
Hold on, 1 second. I gotta say this to Jay, because you were laughing when Danielle said that. But you know what I always say? IRL, in real life, if you can't hold a conversation or be engaging, and I feel like this was time lost and not well spent, we can't move forward. And sometimes that needs to be discussed. So before Otto wanted to share what he had to say, I had to just co-sign that for you, Danielle, because I'll be honest with you, the Perla Negra out here in these streets, it ain't nothing but trash. And then when you run into someone that you think is a gem or a jewel, all you got to do is scratch the surface. Because we'll show. And that's all I got. So I apologize, Otto, but I had to intrude simply because if I didn't co-sign that, there'd be no reason for me to be here tonight.
There you go. I'm with you, sis. You ain't getting no argument out of me.
Appreciate you.
All
right. So Otto, with that being said, I'm like yours.
Okay. y'all might not like what I have to say.
Get out of here.
I'm in reverse mode. I met my woman online. And to me, I'd rather I'm talking to her than I have a choice if I want to meet her in person or not. She got all these issues, baby daddy, all this, you know, baby daddy problems, all this stuff like that. I don't have to meet her. You know what I mean? It's a wrap. But when you meet somebody in the street, you don't know if that person got issues or not. You just meet them. You meet somebody. You don't quite know that person. And now
at least you can see them.
You know what I mean? And now, for me, I like being online. I like being online because, you know, I don't have to deal with that. I don't deal with that woman. She got too many issues, but I feel blessed that I met my woman online.
And congratulations, you know, on that too, bro.
I'm sorry.
I was saying congratulations on that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, my queen. I love her. You know what I mean? And the women that I met in person was hellfire. The woman I was going to get married to, I met her in person. And she's dramatic. You know what I mean? I met women in person, you know? And it didn't pan out to me. Too emotional, and I didn't want to hear all that. You know, so the woman that I have now is quite right. We met online, and to me, meeting online, to me, is I feel like I'm not wasting my time. So, when I don't want to deal with somebody, I don't care what they look like or anything. I want to see what they look like. I want to see what the woman look like.
I feel you on that, man. It is a greater ease by doing it online, because when you do it online, you don't have to go through the awkward situations and all that other type of stuff. Who's trying to speak? Go ahead.
Me. I was just trying to ask, that last part, did you say you don't want to see what they look like, or you do want to see what they look like?
I mean, I do want to see what they look like, of course. Yeah, of course. My thing is like this, too. When it comes to a woman, what she look like, get my attention. How she think, what her mindset is, keeps my attention. In other words, if the woman's banging, right, okay, man talk, if a woman looking, you know, me, I like hips, I like thickness, you know what I mean, and she nice, beautiful, you know what I mean? Now, okay, got that squared away. I'm on the computer. Okay, yada yada yada. We having a conversation. Are we gonna be compatible or not compatible? So I mean, are we going to be able to meet? Be able to meet? You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, like I said about BBD. You know, when they made that song, That Girl Is Poison?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Everybody
without a doubt.
I mean, never trust a big, you know what?
You didn't say but, you didn't say another thing.
Yeah.
He had a booty.
Yeah. That girl, big butt, small butt. For me, my girl, my woman is a thick woman. I don't like, I say this, paper. The only thing that's good for paper is to write on. I can't have paper in my life.
No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that.
Nobody.
I understand
that you have a preference.
I appreciate you, Otto.
No,
I
understand,
Otto.
And we'll just accept that.
Otto, I appreciate your experience. I'm glad you had that experience, and I'm glad you're happy with your woman. Not everybody has that experience through online dating.
Yeah.
Right. But I'm glad you got that, you know. And I don't take it away from anyone that has that. But don't take away from the fact that, hey, I have my fears when it comes to those kind of situations.
Absolutely.
Yeah, understandable. I mean, you know.
All right, hold on a second.
Auto.
Okay. Yes, sir. We're about to move forward. We're not about to go into that right there.
All right, cool.
Yes, sir. All right. We have about 5 people with their hands up. We're going to go ahead and do another round. In this next round, you guys can go ahead and freestyle, do whatever y'all want to go ahead and do. If you want to do a sensual piece, feel welcome to. If you don't want to do a sensual piece, this is going to be considered to be an open mic. And then we're going to see what that leaves us at as far
I'm
as...
I'm going to be dropped. You can drop me out of this one, Jay. I won't be, because I'm getting dressed to go out.
Oh,
Mama, Daddy, you
that Richard piece.
Be safe, Mama, darling.
You want me to do that Richard piece? I can do that Richard piece.
I want you to do that Richard piece. This is...
This has you in mind, Mama Donna.
Please, please.
Okay, well, I thought you were going to play it. I didn't know you wanted me to recite it.
No, you with the team, Mama Donna. We got you. Don't worry about it.
Right. She's a crossover. She's Small House of Tiffany. Come on, Mama Donna.
We got you,
Mama All right,
Donna.
Then I'll do that. But, you know, you never know. I might meet my man tonight since I like to meet people in person.
Ooh.
Let's get it. All right, y'all, we're about to go ahead and do this quick station ID, and we're going to go ahead and get into something that is a little something.
This is Tiffany Radio, the real network. Yasset, the next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing tune to the other.
Epiphany Radio.
Ring, ring, ring. Ring, ring, ring.
You ever think of that special someone and the phone rings and it's dumb? Wow. See, she's got me on her mind. I'm up in there. Yes, I'm walking with my socks off barefoot through her mind's garden. Well manicured. Have you ever walked on fantasy? Hers are tension. Got me tippy toeing, guiding me. I'm guided. Her love like guiding me. Scene after scene leading me. Sensual. Visuals, lavender, scents linger, kaleidoscoping in vivid monotone, in tune and in pace with every deliberate and forward step that I take through the warmth of this place called her, led by her, her desires, love, lust, ecstasy, see, she wants me to hurry up. But I take my time through her, enjoying every minute infinitely inside of her, intimately levitating as I traverse through her mind's garden. Her temperature warms me. The flames of her wantings flickering provocatively at this manhood, me. Finds myself in self and self slowly stiffening. She left me the breadcrumbs of her life's fullest desires. I track them. She wants me to follow them in her mind. We are connected. I just read her thoughts, and when I find her, all that's required is that I supply her my forest and the loins of my trees, the veins that branch and its many splinterings. Wood is what she needs. She's a bonfire that must be. The closer I reach to her campsite, the louder the sound of the crackling in those timbers smoldering in anticipation of having our two souls join in. She leads me. I follow. The scent of her nature, her marshmallows roasting, she leads me. My limbs, she controls them, so I follow her signal when the feel of soft winds blowing, I'm in her walking through the tenderness of her life's garden. I'm closer. I can feel her breathing erratically, her breath upon my skin, beneath my feet. Her thoughts feed me, and mine quenches hers. We're both thirsty inside of her. I can feel everything that she's thinking. Every thought I'm having, she's feeling, and they're rushing now on purpose, streaming. Her white waters rapidly flooding her life story. See, she's been holding on, but now she's a dam that's bursting, and the white waters of her love's lakes have risen. She's coming, she's coming, with me inside of her thoughts, surfing with my socks off, barefoot through her life's garden. She's coming, she's a tsunami. Her thoughts feed me, and mine feeds hers, huh? You ever think of somebody special and the phone rings? Huh? She's walking through my mind's garden, feet well manicured, and my thoughts beneath my feet. Her thoughts feed me as I walk through her mind.
I want to see what that mind do. So let me ride you. Cause I've got that promiscuous pen, unbiased to whether it's her or him. When I give you this dome, get deep inside you. Let me get you open. Flood you with emotions, drench your intellect with condomless sessions of that hurricane wet sapio sex. See, I'm Kama Sutra with my delivery, lyrically limber enough to spread it from January to December, so I can straddle these metaphors and ride the shaft of inked pipeline, bouncing the breast of beastly bars into creative juices, squirt and slide. I sign vivid visuals on your mirror, then darling Nikki, your mind, print in the revolution style. See, I'm so fucking nasty with it. You and your mans can get this Gabby Douglas flip of words served like acupuncture for your nerve, increasing the flow. See, just let me ride, because I'm having a spit fit as I grip the tip of this stiff stick, while mental walls clench and get moist with words that penetrate and grope me, straight deep throat me, with and without my permission. Listen, just let me ride so you can feel every inch of me. And no matter how loose it gets, my message will always snap back with elasticity. Well, that snug fit on hard heads. See, I juggle jewels from these jaws, so everything I spit on this mic will accessorize your ear. Smear priceless expressions upon your face. Make your spirit elevate. Switch and shake the glitch out of your system so well that even your kiss and tell will make the wind masturbate. See, let me navigate this ride, rotate them wheels, put that spin in those cerebral rims, then keep it feminine with my voluptuous estrogen and oratory stiletto heels. I can push gas pedals or strut on rhymes, lines. Let me climb the cord of your spine, glide my words up and down your brain stem, then blow peace into your cognitive mayhem. And I promise I won't stop until you say when. Only to give you time for a water break so we can verbally conjugate. Again, and again, and again. As we bend these rules, spread minds, and penetrate mental walls that are soundproof. Now fathom that. But can you handle that? Or will my cerebral cross over its buckling knees when I shoot this three from the stimulated energy of my one plus two? Because I'm just trying to see what that mind do. When I straddle these metaphors and then ride you like never before.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for indulging us with our poetry break. We are the PJs, Poem Junkies, and the poetry break that you just heard was For Real, Mind's Garden, and Cumbrella Renee, Ride, to a Visney's home. Thank you for coming out this Saturday evening. You had so many opportunities to be anywhere tonight. You chose to be here with us. We appreciate you. Back to you, partner.
Sweet, sweet, sweet. Gotta go ahead and open up everybody's mic again. Those two pieces right there was off the chain. For real. And then Cambrella came through there with that ride. My goodness. Oh, my goodness. Cambrella said, you're going to learn something tonight. Oh, man. She is multi-talented. Multi-talented. By the way, For Real produced a lot of these tracks that y'all have heard from the people on Epiphany side. Yeah, y'all need to holler at my man in some type of way, shape, form, or fashion. A dude be out here really doing it, as y'all just heard. He produced a ride. He produced Black Love by Danielle, La Perla Negra. Yours, hers truly. One Black Rob, J. Rob, the Wise Son, No More Poetry. For Real did that one, too. So, yeah, For Real's been out here cutting up for a minute. All right, everybody, we got the mics back open. How's everybody doing? Have we lost anybody else?
I'm still here.
I'm here.
Right. So, Mama Donna. Dexter had to go because his wife needed him. And C. Jane Doe had to go because she has a family situation. Who else had to jet? There was somebody else who dropped. I can't remember at the time, partner. If you can remember a number,
I'm glad
that was.
I'm keeping track of everybody because I ain't know why.
We're in this together, my dude. You are not on a solo.
All right, I hear you.
But yeah. We have some listeners. We have people with their hand raised. I'm trying to remember who it was. Somebody else that said goodnight. Let me see if I can find them. But with that being said, it's been remarkable and amazing. The poetry that was shared and the conversation was intense and necessary. That's all I can say.
I feel that. Danielle, how you been feeling about tonight, ma'am?
Oh, I love the show, man. It's awesome. I may not be able to get in here every time y'all have a show, but when I do, yo, I really, really enjoy myself.
We love your presence. However we can get it, Danielle. Thank you very much for being you.
You're welcome.
Mama Donna,
thank
what you been thinking of? Yes, ma'am. Mama Donna, how have you been enjoying the show?
I was on mute. You know I love conversation, so it's all right. I love it. You know? I love listening
I love
to everybody,
your responses to conversations, too, Mama Donna, in the den or here on Epiphany. I love to hear your responses to them.
Oh, don't make me blush, Jay. You make me sound intelligent.
No, you know you're too dark to blush. Stop playing with me.
You can blush while black, my dude. You can blush while black.
Oh, all right, all right.
We can blush while black, but you might not see the outcome of this.
Right, but the blush is happening.
All I can say is don't take it away from us. Don't take it away. That is still ours, too.
Mama Donna actually lighted up and go ahead and blush, though.
Brushing to the surface of the skin. Blood still flows regardless of what your complexion is. So, blushing does happen regardless.
It's still happening. Even though you can't see it, it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Aldo, what you been thinking
That's
of tonight, sir?
Oh, I absolutely love the show.
Sweet.
The conversation.
Man, this conversation is for men and for women. I hope more fellas show up here next time, man. But I appreciate you holding it down, Lone Soldier in the foxhole, man. That's what's up, bro.
Yeah, I have an open mind. No, I like to give my spin on certain topics.
It's also good absorbing certain topics, too, because a lot of these things, you know, women have on their mind and we men don't really get a chance to go ahead and know about them. I've seen women sit on stuff for years and years and years, and then in the argument, it'll come out. Hey, wait a minute, what are you talking about?
You think you're doing your thing and she's sitting up there in her head. Nope, that's not happening.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because a woman's heart is a deep ocean of secrets. That's why. And we are built to carry them for a lifetime. You never know, but it was there all along.
I've been told several times that if a man knew what was going on in a woman's mind, he would probably try to put some distance between him and her, even during times of goodness.
That's not.
Wait a minute.
Word.
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
He would think before he moves. That's
open
for sure.
His mouth.
Okay.
Hey, breathe.
He can breathe. He can definitely breathe, but he going to think before he does anything. Okay. Trust me.
I believe that to be true because my wife has told me that several times. She's like, you don't want. I play. What you think about? You don't want to know. Like, what do you mean by that? You don't want to know.
You know what? You know what, Jay? That speaks volumes about your character that you actually ask, because a lot of men don't even ask us, and we want them to find out what's going on with us. So that's good. That's a good thing.
Absolutely.
Hopefully some men hear this and they can start asking those things and not feel like it's a certain type of thing and know that women actually want it.
Oh, no. And
but
I understand when you say that, Jay, because sometimes men, they've never seen anyone do it. So a lot of times we can lead by example. So I agree with the Perla Negra. You are legit. Laying down the foundation. That will let me know what's acceptable. I can do what you can. Let's go.
And
cool.
It has to come. You say, you know, hopefully men are listening. But with them asking the question, it has to come from a genuine place, not be, you know, just a mechanical emotion. You know what I mean? Just be on autopilot. Just say it.
Not
to pacify. You know what I mean? Because we can pick up on that shit. Like, you don't really want to know. Don't do what you say. You know? So, it has to come from a place of, you know, being genuine. And with you coming right out and saying it like you did, you didn't hesitate or anything. I see that, you know, your lady, she got it pretty good. You know, I ain't saying y'all relationship perfect because I don't know y'all like that, but from
definitely
me listening to you for a while, I can see, you know, why y'all still together. That's one of the reasons y'all still together, because you want
to
know. You talk.
She had the patience to put up with my ass just about all how that works.
I co-signed that.
No truer words have ever been said.
Oh, wait a minute. Well, you know what? Patience, it got to come from both sides. I ain't going to just jump on one side. I'm like, yeah.
Come on, please let us have our fun.
I know. I'm busting your ball. I know.
Girl, you know we give him the business every weekend. This is nothing.
I'm trying to take fun away from you, Mama Donna.
I done gave Jay so much hell over the years. I'm trying to just, you know, move some of the pebbles and stones out of the road for him. That's all. Y'all go ahead. You can get him.
Okay, please. Don't deny us our fun.
Y'all may proceed.
Okay.
And I don't even know her, but I know she's the same.
I'm just saying. I am Thelma too.
You know your mic open.
Look. I tried to explain that to somebody, and I was like, legit, I am the older sibling. He thinks he's his brother. So our dynamic is JJ Thelma.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Oh, wow. That's all good.
It is. I don't even know if we got enough time to get this speed round in.
At the end of the day. Oh, we got to be quick. How many we got, Jay? How many we got? Is it
we
five
have
of
five.
Us? Okay, so five people. Look
I'd
at
like
the clock.
At the bottom, want to go ahead and come up here. You can come up here right now. Would be the time. If you don't come up here at the last minute,
right,
you might get ignored.
I would rather let somebody else raise their hand than me spit again.
Set us up so we can get on out of here, Dina, with the speed round.
With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Just Jay and Dina Show at the Epiphany Network, which is part of For Real Entertainment, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be ordinary when you can be raw? We can each do a piece of like a minute and a half. If you have a haiku, I suggest that that's what you do. And when it comes to freestyles, my brother in rhyme and crime, Mr. Automatic Charismatic, I understand that you're a freestyle king and you dubbed me the queen, but I'm going to be in now like a robbery. I suggest you are as well. With that being said, let's go.
And I will be dropping out because what Jay wants from me is more than a minute long.
We legit have a minute or two, but thank you, Mama Donna. Love you. Have fun tonight.
All right. Love you.
Thanks. Who's going first?
I was hoping that Jay had set that up. Partner?
Next. Is that my next?
Oh, damn. My bad. I'm
yes,
up here,
we know who sets him up. Exactly.
All right. It's going to be Automatic, Mama Donna, La Pearl, La Negra, Gina, and then myself.
Mama Donna
everybody
is out because her piece is too long.
No, she good. She good.
Let's
go.
We
just got to go. With that being said, Automatic, sir, the mic is yours.
All right. I got fresh ideas. I want to know who's next. My lifestyle, the one, the master architect. I give them respect and I let it be known. We in a different zone of time. We leave all bad things behind. And in this day, we were born to shine. Boom.
Thank you.
It was Friday evening when I entered the restaurant by myself, as I usually do. This is my favorite establishment. They have a pasta dish to die for. There's a spicy tomato shrimp dish called Shrimp Fra Diablo. As I sit and sip on my wine, there's a shift in the air. I peruse the room wondering, what happened? That is when I see him. He is looking at me intently. I quickly look away, suddenly feeling like a shy teenage girl. The feeling that ignites is surprising. I am drawn to him. I try not to look his way. My gaze navigates the room, surreptitiously as I wait for my food. The waitress brings me another glass of wine. I tell her, I didn't order another glass. She points to him. I am flattered, but also nervous. This is new territory for me. The flutter of my heart, the quickening of my breath as I look towards him. I nod in acceptance of the drink. To my surprise, he stands up and approaches my table. His deep voice dances across my senses as he introduces himself. Hi, I'm Richard. I was wondering if I could join you. Mesmerized by his confidence, stride to the table. He is 6 feet tall, muscular, clean-shaven, low-cut afro. He reminds me of a movie star. He is well-dressed in a black suit, black dress shirt, with a red tie and kerchief in his pocket. My friends know this is my favorite color combination. I had to snap out of my trance when he asked to join my table. I introduced myself and said yes. I wonder, why did he want to join me? Do I look lonely and desperate? I normally don't attract someone like him, so dapper and polished. As he looks at me, I am compelled to look him in his eyes. The rich brown color shows an interest in me. He then spoke these words that melted my heart. I am sorry for staring at you. When you walked in, I was immediately interested in knowing who you were. My world was upended. I was waiting to see if anyone joined you. I almost stopped breathing. I needed to know. I hope you don't think I'm a weirdo. I couldn't believe someone who looked like you was by herself. I asked the waitress if she has ever seen you before. She stated you are a regular. She further added you often came alone. I sat in contemplation wondering if I should approach you. Decision made, I asked the waitress to order what you order. I'm glad you allowed me to join you. I was nervous about approaching you. The way you walked through looking so regal and beautiful, it had me wonder, why is she alone? Then you smiled at the waitress, and I so desperately needed you to smile at me the same way. I had never wanted to know someone so badly, he further stated. The waitress brought the food to our table. Yes, he did order the same meal. I was genuinely pleased to see he didn't lie. We talked about so many things. He was funny and engaging. I felt relaxed in his presence. At one point, we had a heated debate. I can be passionate when arguing a point. My voice rises. I apologize, mortified by my behavior. I am used to men telling me to lower my voice. He leaned in and stated, I love that you speak with conviction. It was so freeing. We talked for hours through dessert and coffee. The restaurant is closing. I know this night is coming to an end. I start to feel deflated. He asks, would you like to go dancing? I look at him with a big smile and nod yes. And that's the wisdom of Mama Donna.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. All right. My heaven on earth, taste me. You give my skin a testimony every time we touch, because you breathe life into me with every word, and the sound of your voice brings my overflow. As you allow the stress of my day to run down your chin, and I'm just enamored with how you love to bathe in it and your selflessness, sharing the taste of me with you. Our sexual energy exchange goes beyond an act of passion. It's an honor and reverence of the worship to self-love. You are my divine counterpart because you penetrated my soul long before you penetrated my flesh. As you touch me there and there, my entire energy is tempered as yours lingers inside me, and I inhale the thought of we. Every time you part my lips, the gates of heaven open up to my heart. And I just want to fuck every one of our fantasies out of us. Because I love the way you look at me. The selflessness of you sharing the taste of me with you. You know, I really, really like that. You are the only one who possesses the quality to make my sacred space home. So taste me again and scribe our next chapter of this celestial gathering of stardust and moonlight with your tongue between the lips you've made home. Because just as spring inevitably seasons over into summer, I fall in love with our story endlessly. You stimulate the poet in me, so wrapping my mind around you feels so. Your energy is like water, glistening as if the stars were echoing their story in the opening night sky. And it moves my pen stroke, creating masterpiece after masterpiece. I didn't think it was possible to be alive and get this close to heaven, but it is. That's that piece.
I apologize to all of you tonight just for a story about trying. I wish a ninja would. Really, yes, it is on purpose, but the reality is, this is just how I give you poetry, then the storm is over, and peace.
May I come from behind you, gently and softly, nibbling your ears, nestling my body in behind yours. As you reach your arm up to put your hand behind my head, as I stretch you back until your back cracks, as my lips follow with diligence down your wrist, back down to your neck with tender kisses, I whisper naughty affirmations. Affirmations of love and lust. Licking the words onto your earlobes. As I feel your ass grind on my obelisk of granite, measuring the length of my manhood, while my hand grips the base of your silky melons, mine recording the feel. Personally, my fingertips are kneading the dough. Ever forward the feeling and the gentle kneeling of your fleshy melons, stopping just short of your areolas, making them ache with the touch of my greedy hands, causing your nipples to pucker. As my hunger for you blazes and sizzles like a small fire in the place, that fire, the same fire that stoked tonight's desire, gentle with soft breath and tenderness. Let's lean on us. Let's synchronize our balance in a ballet of mobiles as I grow weary of denying your nipples my touch. How can I relinquish this clutch? How does one release such a hefty such? These thirsty hands desire to meditate on you, skimming the surface of your land, searching for your oasis of honey, just beyond your labia strip. Boom.
All right, everybody. We went 1 minute over. I don't know what that means for the world.
Hey, you know, she's been so ratchet lately. She owed us this.
Oh, we can't bring nobody else in because I didn't leave nobody's mic open. And the studio is officially flatlined, everybody. It's a black blank screen. How you holding up, Gina? What you think of tonight? We're going to go ahead and cap it out by ourselves.
Can you hear me?
Say it again?
You can still hear me. No. You said say it again, which let me know you can still hear me.
Okay.
Yeah,
so with that being said, all I can say is I sent you a message in real time on Messenger, partner, and all I can say is this. This was epic. Like, necessary, not optional. This was so next level that I can't wait to do this again.
Yeah.
There was
Paula supposed to make it, too.
It was organic and smooth. You know, there were people expounding on thoughts and giving real commentary in real time. These are options that we don't get on Facebook in our spaces because our stages aren't set up like this. So this, everything that we do here is organic and it's different and it's necessary. So spinning the spoken word tracks of poets, I mean, PJs, coupled by questions and answers from poets on that we know from multiple stages, it's just brilliant. And I thank you for thinking about me to do this with.
Yeah, you know, this right here is something we always talk about, what we can do for poets. What can we do for poets? Or we do this for poets. I know this thing right here, I'm not likely to get out to any venues or nothing like that. But the people who from all the way around the world send the MP3, we will get you guys some rotation here in Epiphany. You know, this is going to be a big thing moving forward. And all y'all work is kept safe. The agreements that we made in the beginning before all this got to where it is, y'all work is kept safe. The people who are authorized to use it are the only ones that will be using it. So it is kept safe. We appreciate you guys for trusting us with this charge here of your work. You know, Small House is doing a lot of different things out here. This partnership with Epiphany has been so integral. It didn't really grow into full fruition of how big it was until time had moved along. So Van and Pharrell and the rest of the family, we appreciate you guys for welcoming me and Gina in and allowing us to do our thing over here at Epiphany. Any closing thoughts from you, Gina?
I would not say welcoming us to the Epiphany family, but I will say is welcome us back because you and I had co-hosted and hosted shows in this platform at this network with our CEO. So we understand the movements, but I want our listeners to understand this. There's going to be a time in your poetic career when you will look at your life and say, it was before and after. Before is now, because the Poetry Jocks, us being the PJs, is in its infancy. But when it takes off, and it skyrockets, I don't want you to be in the after pile because we'll have so many entries and submissions that we may not be able to get you on a mixtape like until somewhere down the line. We're one deep with two in the works. So if you want to get on board while it's still early in the game, I suggest you do. And Jay and I both said we're not the people who believe that we're in a position to judge anybody else poetically. We're not here to critique, nor are we judging. We just simply want you to send us a heartbreak or love MP3 of a poem that was spoken aloud by you, with or without music. That's not asking for too much.
Like this right now, Gina. We ain't make the first cut. So if somebody don't make the second cut, I'm not really messed up about that.
Right, that part. Exactly. I'm like, yo.
Oh, well, I knew it was good, sir, but it didn't make the cut.
It didn't make the cut. Like, that's nothing against him or me. We're partners in this. We got each other's back.
No,
but
we just looked at it for what it was. Our pieces don't fit in this jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah.
We didn't make the cut.
The list is getting lengthy. You better
it
get
is.
In when you fit
it
in. That's all I got.
Mm-hmm.
So if did you give them a reminder to the Gmail address that they could send their MP3s to?
Just J Gina Show. Just JUSJAE Gina, GENASHOW SHOW@gmail.com. So come by and check us out. And also, if you guys like what's going on with the show, send us some mail. It's easy to do. Just type a few words and send it in and say what you're sending it for and put it in the title at the top. Just say, hey, I'm sending in this right here. Just let you guys know that I think you guys suck or well, we think that you guys
are
the best thing to slice bread. Yeah, we will cut you out. So we'll put somebody on that.
Follow and friend us on social media, as well as join the Small House of Poetry page on Facebook, because we're not just an epiphany. We do a crossover. So, like, Mama Donna was here this evening. She's part of that family. La Perla Negra, a.k.a. Danielle Cheney, she's part of our Epiphany family. We have people far and wide who come in, call in, listen, and stream. We're appreciative for all of you. And this invitation is open. Like, there's no restrictions. If you have a piece that you sing and do your bars on, no one's against that, because we have people in the Small House of Poetry who both sing and are spoken word artists. So we encourage it, and we hope to hear from you soon.
Definitely do. We're going to keep on expanding out the horizons on this thing right here, because we have the interview section, we have the PJs, and then we have the interview. Or did I say interview twice? Anyway.
No, it's not. Let me break it down for you for the one time. It's the PJs.
The one time.
Where we are spinning and playing the spoken word tracks of poets who send in their MP3s with their name and the title of said piece in MP3 form. You can hear yourself in, and I'm talking about, like, when I hear myself, I'm, like, cringy. But I think about it like this. I have a fan base, and my fans are able to hear me streaming online on a call-in show that most people are able to access. And if you need to go around, like WhatsApp or Skype, you can still get in queue. I have more than one device, so I called in and logged in online, because it all counts for the greater good. We're out here for community. We appreciate you being part of our community. What we want to do is make sure that you are seen, loved, and promoted. That's what we're here for. It doesn't cost you anything. So send your MP3. We're here for that. But even when we're not being the PJs, it's still the Just Jay and Gina Show. And 9 times out of 10, we'll have a subject matter like we did tonight, but we'll always have a Q&A. So all we can say is one love and one mic, and thank you for joining us always.
Without a doubt. Oh, the AM Drive. Come catch us at the AM Drive. The AM Drive is a juggernaut. Y'all like the Breakfast Club and all that other type of stuff? Come on into the AM Drive and see what we got going over there. We're doing some big things, and we're doing some big things in partnership with Epiphany and Raw Links. And y'all need to go out there and get y'all Raw Links. If y'all don't have them, y'all need to go on out there and get them. They ain't going to come to you. You got to go out there and get it. But he made it real easy. Just put Raw Links into Google or what may have you and tell them that you're looking for your jewelry, and then they're going to go ahead and set you up. Uh-huh. Check with him on Facebook as well. Facebook, he may have an Instagram. All right,
and if you're
connected
to and you're already friends or following me and Just Jay, we can hook you up as well. That's all I got, partner.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you can look up Raw Links on Facebook as well, too. Well, we better go ahead and get swaggy with it. I think we did our thing tonight, Gina, so I think we didn't... We need to leave him wanting some more. It's already been 3 hours and 12 minutes. I don't know how much more they can want after that.
I enjoyed myself.
But 2 weeks out, we have busy appetite. So y'all make sure y'all come back in 2 weeks.
That's right. One love, one mic. Good night.
Good night.